This is TechCrunch.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is TechCrunch.
Here's your Daily Crunch. Coming up, WhatsApp rolling out 3D avatars, Amazon's plan to tip your delivery driver, and Instagram's new transparency tools. WhatsApp has started rolling out 3D avatars for its users around the globe that can be used as profile photos or custom stickers months after their debut on Instagram, Facebook, and Messenger. In a blog post, WhatsApp said that users could use personalized avatars as their profile photo or choose from one of 36 custom stickers reflecting different emotions and actions. WhatsApp also said that users would get style enhancements, including lighting, shading, and hairstyle textures over time. Users will be able to create their avatars on WhatsApp, once rolled out, by going to the Settings menu. The messaging app will also get a Use Avatar option in the profile photo settings to let users make their virtual lookalike as a profile photo. Up next, last year, an Amazon delivery driver said that the high volume of orders during holiday season makes life hell. This year, these contracted workers can get a $5 tip if their customer says, "Alexa, thank my driver." The new thank you feature is part of a promotion that Amazon says it's running to celebrate its impending milestone of 15 billion packages delivered. If a driver is one of the first 1 million to receive a thank you, they get $5. The five drivers who receive the most thank yous will get a $10,000 bonus plus $10,000 donated to a charity of their choice. That means that Amazon will pay about $5.1 million to workers through this promotion. And Instagram announced that it's introducing new transparency tools so you can see whether your photos and videos are recommended in the app. The social network is expanding its account status hub to make it easier for users with professional accounts, like businesses and creators, to understand if their content is eligible to be recommended to non-followers in places like Explore, Reels, and Feed recommendations, or if their content violates the company's recommendations guidelines. Instagram launched accounts status last year as a place where you can find out if your account is in good standing. Account status lets users see any content that's been removed from their account, appeal those decisions directly via the app, and see if they're at risk of losing their account. With this latest update, if you discover that your content is not eligible to be recommended, you can see a sample of content or components of your profile that may go against Instagram's recommendations guidelines. From there, you can edit or delete posts that go against the company's guidelines. Now let's see what's going on in the world of startups. French startup Picme has raised a $3.7 million funding round to build a new network of pickup and drop-off points for e-commerce retailers and logistics companies. With Picme, a customer can order something and let their neighbor receive the package directly. Hunt Club, a senior talent recruiting platform powered by AI, today announced that it raised $40 million in a Series B round. The company's CEO said that the new capital will be put toward further developing the platform while growing Hunt Club's national footprint. And Ayn Rand today announced a $500 million tranche of financing as it looks to expand its autonomous and electric trucks into new markets globally. The money will be used substantively to bolster its fleet of vehicles as it extends further into new and existing markets across Europe and North America. That's all for today. For more from TechCrunch, go to TechCrunch.com.
Thank you.
spoken layer.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.